February 18th, 2015, to the Remnant Faithful, Third Moral Standard of Truth. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I come to address the next third moral standard of truth for the Holy Remnant. That is, Satan does exist and wants to destroy all truth. If you ever want to enable an enemy, then refuse to identify him or recognize him. That is what drug addicts do. It is also what this president is doing with Islamic extremists. In the spiritual world, the soul that denies the existence of Satan in any circumstance not only enables evil, but opens the door of his heart to it. You cannot fight unless you recognize the enemy. In the world today, you have evil all around you, encouraged by Satan and his minions. Evil is present in false religions, and even, in certain instances, in true religions. Satan inspires governments and legislation such as abortion and sodomy. Evil is reflected in fashions, illicit use of technology and media. Anytime untruth is present, Satan has stepped in. Acknowledging Satan's existence is only the first step in spiritual warfare. You must learn to recognize him even when he comes clothed in goodness. This is discernment. The enemy does not very often come with horns and a pitchfork. Often he uses good people to oppose God's good. Take, for instance, this mission of holy love, where seemingly good people openly oppose heaven's intervention here, Maranatha Spring and Shrine. He, Satan, may use good intentions towards his evil end. This is shown over and over again when people try to help one another, but Satan steps in causing scandal, physical harm, or loss of property. Satan is the father of lies, and uses his lies to discredit good, misdirect the ones searching for truth, and misinform the well-intended. Satan is the enemy of all truth, and therefore the enemy of God's commandments and holy love. Recognize Satan's smoke in the world today. Where there is smoke, there is fire. Protect your hearts with St. Michael's shield of truth. Realize that your faith is Satan's target. Then come to me, as I am the protectress of your faith. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17, the synopsis, Prayer for Christians' Spiritual Warfare. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.